AP News for Friday, August 5th. I'm Tim McGuire. 10 people, 7 adults and 3 children, are dead in a house fire in northeastern Pennsylvania. Volunteer firefighter Harold Baker tells WNEP all the victims were his relatives. Most were on a visit with others at the home.
Kids that are there, and my two kids, they were just visiting their aunt and uncle. And that's the one that owns, we're buying the house.
The children were 5, 6, and 7, while the adults ranged in age from the late teens to a 79-year-old man. A Texas jury orders InfoWars host Alex Jones to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, which the conspiracy theorists falsely called a hoax. Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis' 6-year-old son Jesse Lewis was among the 20 children and 6 educators killed in the deadliest classroom shooting in U.S. history. The July jobs report. Sagar Magani looks at the numbers.
Economists had predicted 250,000 new jobs. The White House went even lower, saying record job growth would ease.
Closer to 150,000 jobs per month.
Instead, employers added a stunning 528,000 jobs, restoring all the jobs lost during the virus-induced recession. The unemployment rate is down to a pandemic low 3.5%.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have made changes in their economic bill, paring the proposed minimum tax on big corporations that gained the support of Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
Senator Sinema said she would not vote for the bill, not even move to proceed unless we took it out, so we had no choice.
Schumer needs the backing of all Democrats and independents who caucus with them this weekend, and Vice President Kamala Harris will serve as the tie-breaking vote. This is AP News. A second day of passenger flight cancellations.
Thunderstorms on the East Coast are causing travel headaches for tens of thousands of airline passengers. Airlines canceled more than 1,100 flights in the United States by mid-afternoon Friday. The highest number of canceled flights were at 3 major airports in the New York City area, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark, and at Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. According to the tracking service FlightAware, American Airlines scrubbed more than 200 flights, or 6% of its schedule. Republic Airways, which operates smaller planes for American Eagle, Delta Connection, and United Express, also canceled more than 200 flights, about 20% of its schedule. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, in a campaign video for his daughter, Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, calls former President Donald Trump a coward and a greater threat to our republic. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.